आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी लीड्स द नेशन ऑन 11th इंटरनेशनल योगा डे एट विशाखापट्टनम। हाइलाइट्स रोल ऑफ योगा अमिड ग्लोबल टेंशंस, सेज योगा गिव्स डायरेक्शन टू पीस। Over 500 Indian nationals evacuated from Iran under Operation Sindhu amid escalating Israel-Iran conflict. IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, eastern Uttar Pradesh and northeastern parts of the country today. Neeraj Chopra wins Paris Diamond League with an 88.16 meter throw. And in Test cricket, centuries by Shubman Gill and Yashasvi Jaiswal put India in a strong position at the leads. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said today the whole world is going through some kind of stress, and in such a situation, yoga gives us direction to peace.
आज पूरी दुनिया किसी न किसी तनाव से गुजर रही, कितने ही क्षेत्रों में अशांति और अस्थिरता बढ़ रही है। ऐसे में योग से हमें शांति की दिशा मिलती है।
Leading the celebrations on the 11th International Yoga Day from Visakhapatnam, the Prime Minister said that for the 11th time, the world is coming together on June 21st to practice yoga, highlighting how yoga has beautifully united from people from across the globe. Reminiscing about the journey to recognizing the day internationally, the Prime Minister said the day when India proposed in the United Nations that 21st June be recognized as International Yoga Day, and then in the shortest possible time, 175 countries of the world stood with our proposal. He added that it is a collective effort of the world for the welfare of humanity.
Yoga sirf personal practice na rahe, balki global partnership ka madhyam bane. Jahan har desh, har samaj, yoga ko jeevan shaili aur lok niti ka hissa banaye. Jahan hum milkar एक शांत, संतुलित और सस्टेनेबल विश्व को गति दे, जहां योग विश्व को टकराव से सहयोग और तनाव से समाधान की ओर ले जाए।
Prime Minister Modi said the theme of this year's day, Yoga for One Health, Yoga for Earth, reminds how that the world comes together to secure a happy and healthy future for present and future generations.
The theme of this year's International Day of Yoga is Yoga for One Earth, One Health. This theme reflects a deep truth. The health of every entity on earth is interconnected. Human well-being depends on the health of the soil that grows our food, on the rivers that gives us water, on the health of the animals that share our ecosystems, on the plant that nourish us.
The 11th International Yoga Day was grandly celebrated along the scenic coast of Visakhapatnam, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the event. He was joined by Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and other dignitaries. Around 3.5 lakh people took part in the event, which included a flypast by the Eastern Naval Command and a 45-minute yoga session. More on this from our correspondent.
Spanning a 28-kilometer stretch along the scenic coastline from RK Beach to Bhimanapatnam in Visakhapatnam, the 11th International Yoga Day event brought together yoga enthusiasts from seasoned practitioners to first-time participants. In a remarkable show of unity, they performed yoga simultaneously in an open-air setting, aiming to secure a place in the Guinness World Records for the largest gathering of its kind. Led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a 45-minute yoga session was held following the common yoga protocol. Earlier today, a commemorative stamp by the Department of Posts marking the 11th International Yoga Day was released. Speaking on this occasion, complimented the government of Andhra Pradesh for successfully conducting the month-long Yogantra campaign, which trained close to 2 crore people in common yoga protocol. Sai Sishla for Akashwani News, Visakhapatnam.
BJP President and Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda performs yoga at the Kartavya Path in New Delhi today. During the occasion, he said that yoga is the only medium to unite the soul and the divine. Mr. Nadda highlighted the importance of yoga in daily life and appealed to adopt yoga for a healthy lifestyle.
ज्यादा से ज्यादा लोग योग के साथ जुड़े, अपने आप को पहचाने, शारीरिक मानसिक अवस्था में संतुलन लाएं और इसके साथ साथ अपने जीवन को उत्कर्ष की ओर ले जाएं। आज के दिन सिर्फ योग अभ्यास करें, एक दिन करने से काम नहीं चलेगा, इसको हमको अपने जीवन में उतारना होगा। आप सब लोग अपने दैनंदिन में इसको जोड़ेंगे और इसको एक अभ्यास के तरीके से जीवन में अपने साथ अंगीकरण करें।
In Gujarat, the state-level yoga sessions are being held at Sharmishta Lake in Vadnagar, the hometown of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The event, led by Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, is attended by Health Minister Rishikesh Patel, Minister of State for Sports Harsh Sanghvi, and several other dignitaries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is taking part in a yoga program in Ahmedabad. We have a report.
The state government, in coordination with State Yoga Board and Sports, Youth and Cultural Affairs Department, has planned mass yoga sessions at more than 60,000 locations, targeting over 1.5 crore participants. The state is also aiming to set a new Guinness record in Bhujangasan at the Vadnagar event. Addressing the program in Vadnagar, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel gave a clarion call for obesity-free Gujarat. To promote a statewide yoga culture and maximize the participation on Yoga Day, common yoga protocol sessions were also organized in all the districts from 15th to 28th June. To ensure grassroots level participation, the police department has organized yoga rallies and sessions, while Gram Sabha also promoted yoga awareness in rural areas. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In Telangana, ministers and public representatives are creating awareness among the people about yoga. We have more from our correspondent.
Thousands of people, especially students and employees in Telangana, virtually joined Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is in Visakhapatnam, from the Gachibowli Stadium in Hyderabad, in doing International Yoga Day protocol after listening to his address. Telangana Governor Jishnudev Verma and a few state ministers performed yoga protocol at the event organized by the Ayush Department at the stadium. Minister of State for Home Bandi Sanjay Kumar joined hundreds of students and youths in the Yoga Day program held at Ambedkar Stadium in Karimnagar. Special programs are underway in schools and colleges to celebrate the Yoga Day across Telangana state. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Meanwhile, a special yoga session was also organized at the Akashwani headquarters in the national capital. Director General Akashwani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gore, ADG L. Madhu Nag, officials and staff participated in the program and practiced yogasanas. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. A special evacuation flight from Ashgabat, Turkmenistan, landed in New Delhi in the wee hours today, bringing Indians from Iran home. With this, so far, 517 Indian nationals from Iran have returned home under Operation Sindhu. The operation has been launched to evacuate Indian nationals from Iran in view of the deteriorating situation due to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran. Last night, a flight carrying 290 Indian nationals also arrived in New Delhi. The Indian Embassy in Iran is actively helping Indian nationals relocate from conflict-affected areas to safer zones and facilitating the evacuation through available means. International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, Director General Rafael Grossi has warned of the risk of nuclear contamination from Israeli attacks on Iranian nuclear facilities. Mr. Grossi said the attacks on nuclear sites in Iran have caused a sharp degradation in nuclear safety and security in the country, but they have not so far led to a radiological release affecting the public. Rafael Grossi said this during a briefing at an emergency meeting of the Security Council. Iran has said that it would not discuss the future of its nuclear program while under attack by Israel. Iran made this remark yesterday after foreign ministers from France, Britain, Germany and the European Union met their Iranian counterpart in Geneva for nuclear talks. Meanwhile, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres briefed the Security Council and made an urgent plea for de-escalation, calling the spiral confrontation a defining moment for the future of global security. Moving on to the world of sports, India's javelin star Neeraj Chopra won the men's javelin throw competition of the Paris Diamond League 2025 at the Stade Sébastien Charletti last night. Two-time Olympic medalist Chopra won the title with a best effort of 88.16 meters achieved with his first throw. We have more from our sports desk.
The 27-year-old Neeraj Chopra outclassed Germany's Julian Weber, who finished second with 87.88 meter throw. This is the first time in this season that Neeraj has been able to get the better of Weber. Neeraj also took the revenge of Doha Diamond League concluded last month, where Weber nicked Neeraj with a personal best throw of 91.06 meters with his final attempt of the night.
I'm happy with the throw, but it was my first throw and it was a good start today. I can't control my speed, but I'm happy with the result and with first position.
Moving to test cricket, India were 359 for 3 at stumps on the opening day of the first match of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in Leeds. Centuries by Jaiswal and skipper Shubman Gill put the Team India in a strong position. Gill's turn was special as he joined the eminent list of players who scored 100 in debut match as India's test captain. Shubman Gill and vice-captain Rishabh Pant will carry forward Indian innings on day 2 this afternoon. Next we have from FIH Hockey Pro League, the Indian men's and women's team will take on Belgium in a doubleheader today and tomorrow. Chirag Joy, Sports Desk.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that Operation Sindoor sent a powerful message to terrorists and their patrons that New India will no longer be a victim of terrorism, but respond with strength and strategy. Interacting with soldiers at the Northern Command at Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir yesterday, the Defence Minister commended the precision, coordination and courage of the armed forces and intelligence agencies in destroying terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and POK. He asserted that India's change in policy towards terrorism is a result of this unmatched valor and dedication.
जिस तरह से हमारी आर्म फोर्सेस और खुफिया तंत्र ने मिलकर सीमा पार स्थित आतंकियों के अड्डों को तबाह किया है उसने सिर्फ आतंकियों को नहीं बल्कि उनके सरपरस्तों को भी यह संदेश दे दिया है यह नया भारत है जो आतंक के किसी भी स्वरूप का जोरदार प्रतिकार करेगा किसी भी सीमा तक जाकर प्रतिकार करेगा.
India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, eastern Uttar Pradesh and in the northeastern parts of the country today. Heavy rainfall is expected in sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. There is forecast for moderate to heavy rainfall in Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and Gujarat. IMD said light to moderate rainfall at many places in Kerala, Lakshadweep, coastal Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana is expected today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. Most papers have on their front page the story of PM Modi targeting the RJD and Congress in a meeting in Bihar. The Asian Age headlines, Modi blames RJD, Congress for Jungle Raj and poverty in Bihar. The Hindustan Times headlines, Modi targets RJD, Congress and marker for Bihar elections. And the Statesman headlines, PM invokes Jungle Raj to rally Bihar voters. Almost all papers also report on the classroom scam allegedly involving former Deputy CM Manish Sisodia. The Times of India headlines, ED claims new evidence in city classroom scam, and the Hindu says ACB questions former Deputy CM Manish Sisodia in 2000 crore Delhi classroom graft case. The Tribune headlines, Iran lifts airspace curbs to evacuate 1,000 Indians, and the Indian Express headlines, Iran opens airspace for India to pull out nationals, first flights landing today. And finally, a story in Times of India says, monsooner as rains likely to arrive sooner on June 24th. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads the nation on 11th International Yoga Day at Vishakhapatnam. Highlights role of yoga amid global tensions, says yoga gives direction to peace. Over 500 Indian nationals evacuated from Iran under Operation Sindhu amid escalating Israel-Iran conflict. IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, eastern Uttar Pradesh and northeastern parts of the country today. Neeraj Chopra wins Paris Diamond League with an 88.16 meter throw. And in Test cricket, centuries by Shubman Gill and Yashasvi Jaiswal put India in a strong position at the leads. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.